Today, Jesus is telling us that to be a genuine Christian, a true follower of Christ, it is not enough to just be obedient to the law of God. Of course, this is good and necessary, but we should also be seen and recognized as being good Christians and doing God's work. Having an authentic Christian or Catholic spirituality that will fill us with peace and tranquility is wonderful for us, but the message of the gospel is that of evangelization, of reaching out to others. Being a true disciple of Christ means we also need to proclaim him in both word and deed. Today's passage follows immediately after the Beatitudes, and Christ presents us with a number of images expressing our call to evangelization. Quote, "You are the salt of the earth." Salt is an essential ingredient in almost all cooked food, even sweet food. We all know what it is like to have a meal that doesn't contain enough salt. It is bland and could be so much better. Our Lord is telling us that we are to be like salt. We are to spread the good news and make the world better. We do that through the distinctive outlook on life which we possess as Catholics and which we invite others that we meet to share. Throughout history, Catholics have been very effective in doing this and have had a great impact on the values and ideals of many cultures and in bringing about great changes in societies. This history reminds us that as Christians, if we are to have the effect of giving taste, we must be totally inserted into our communities, into our workplace, and into our family and home. Even when society seems that it doesn't want to hear us, to hear the truth, we cannot withdraw and separate ourselves. We are a part of society, and it is our responsibility to demonstrate Catholic values and ideals. We should never hesitate to defend our faith, to call out error, but we must do so with kindness and gentleness. Other images used by Jesus today include being the light of the world or being a city built on top of a hill. When we were baptized, either our parents or godparents received a candle lit from the Paschal candle, representing the light of Christ. To be baptized and not proclaim our faith is like placing that candle under a basket. It cannot and will not be seen. And we must imagine ourselves as that city on top of a hill, a city which is seen by all who come near it, a city filled with the light of Christ, a bright, welcoming light, which we are eager to share with others. Being that light is not done in order that we can bask in other people's admiration, nor is it done to belittle or shame others. It is done that their hearts may be opened through us to the God who made them, who loves them, and who wants to lead them to himself. And all of us can do this, no, not on our own, but with the help of our Lord. And his help is so very near to us. If we could only truly recognize and appreciate what we obtain when we worthily receive the Holy Eucharist. In a few moments at communion time, I will stand before you holding the Holy Eucharist and say, "The body of Christ." I wish there was another way to say this, because in our language, the word body normally signifies something not alive, and the host, as we see it, does not appear to be alive. But the Christ we receive is alive. Yes, we are receiving the body of Christ, but his body cannot be separated from his blood or his soul or his divinity. Because Christ is alive and whole in the Eucharist, just as he is alive and whole and enthroned at the right hand of God in heaven. Today, when you look at the host, at Jesus, realize that he is also looking at you. He sees your dress, your demeanor, your attitude. He knows what is in your heart. When we receive the Holy Eucharist, we receive the living Christ. Yes, this is a great mystery, but it is a reality confirmed by Jesus himself. And it is a mystery we must believe if we are one, to receive the tremendous graces and blessings offering through this sacrament, and two, not bring condemnation on ourselves by receiving unworthily. So before receiving, we should always put ourselves in a proper frame of mind, acknowledging the wonderful gift we are about to accept. But do we always do that? Do we always approach the King of the universe with awe and reverence? Or do we sometimes sit through Mass thinking of our to-do list or what someone said to us? Or maybe we're busy asking God for what we need instead of thanking Him for what we have, especially the Eucharist, the greatest gift He could have given us. And we surely do need this gift. We need it for the trials and hardships of our human condition. We need it to help us carry our crosses. We need it to forgive those who have trespassed against us. We need it because we live in a woke society that supports abortion, euthanasia, gay marriages, and transgenderism. We need the Holy Eucharist to keep us grounded in our faith, to keep us aware of the love, mercy, and forgiveness of our Heavenly Father. And we need it to help us to love and care for our brothers and sisters. We need it to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So let us pray that we have the courage and wisdom to share the wonderful gift of our faith with others, that they see in us the light of Christ burning brightly and the joy, peace, and love we possess as Catholics. Amen.